Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Tiffany Hickson, Regional Commissioner for the Northwest and Arctic within the Federal Acquisition Service of GSA. Also joining us from IBM is Kunal Suryavanshi. So, Tiffany, I talked to a lot of my guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships among agencies and the private sector to achieve mission results. How are you leveraging partnerships and collaboration to improve operations and achieve your program outcomes?
Whether it's for government-wide category management in the professional services space, or it's about the contracts that, you know, I manage, it is about the agencies that use them, right? It's not about GSA. It's not about the category plan. It's about helping them be more effective. And if the only way that we would know that is that if we ever actually ask them. And what was unique when I came to GSA, and I really did come with a customer agency perspective, was that we had no formal way of actually getting that feedback or even informal mechanisms. So I think the one thing that has been really nice about category management is, as a community, it has forced us to come together and really start to prioritize and understand the challenges that we're facing in certain areas of purchasing. And if we don't do it as a community, we're not going to be able to solve the problem. So collaborations are really, really important part of the process. You can't solve a problem if you're not actually having a discussion about what the problem is. And so I have found, from a government-wide perspective, the last really 18 months to be really, really helpful in terms of very quickly being able to address, you know, what the issues are, or at least prioritize them so we can start to tackle them. From a GSA perspective, it has been immediately apparent to me now that we're actually talking and collaborating and understanding how to solve some of these challenges, what it is I need to do to better support those federal agencies. The other thing that's been nice is it isn't about, you know, GSA or me and my team solving all these problems. Almost all the agencies that participate in this space have volunteered to take on certain challenges, certain procurements, certain best practices. We talked a little bit earlier about a webinar that we had about OCI. We're also working with another interagency working group on how to better support civilian agencies with contract audit support services that are contracted out. There are 14 agencies that are participating in that working group and are collaborating on developing the requirements. What are the key challenges? What electronic tools do we need to do this better? What types of data sets that do we need? And really, in the space of a six-month time frame, have been able to come up with an acquisition strategy that is not going to result in a brand new contract, but ordering guides and best practices. And, you know, we did that as a community. So that collaboration piece is really important in terms of, you know, driving results and prioritizing them.
Tiffany, do you have any indication on what the Trump administration might do with the government-wide category management initiative and your category of professional services in particular?
Well, the Trump administration has not talked to me about what they're going to do with my category yet. I expect that they will. I think the president's and OMB's memo related to transforming government and really leveraging efficient contract types, right, and category management said a lot. And I think agencies are still, including us, right, are still getting our arms around the guidance that was in the memo. But I think it was certainly an indicator that us working as at an enterprise level across government is a priority and something that we need to stay focused on. I think the management techniques and tools that we use are probably a second order, you know, question. But really, the fundamental concepts of category management really are driving, you know, the priorities that OMB laid out in their memo, in my opinion.
So, Tiffany, you're putting on your, you know, looking into your crystal ball and transitioning to the future. What are some of the key issues that will affect acquisition and procurement offices in the government over the next, say, couple of years? What are some of the key issues?
There are some real challenges, you know, that are coming in the next, really, I think, 3 to 5 years, and maybe even 1 to 3 years, real challenges for the acquisition community. You know, we have been talking about almost everything we talked about today. We've been talking about for the last 25, 30 years, right, in terms of how do you write good requirements, how do you reduce and speed up the cost of doing a procurement, you know, that kind of thing. And I think the pressure on the acquisition community to really start to address these issues and make some improvements, you know, head on is coming and coming very quickly. For some agencies, I think they're going to have, in terms of shifts in funding priorities, right? I think they're going to have some real challenges from a resources perspective in meeting really the requirements to drive down cost, improve, right, the speed in which we're getting procurements done. Within the resources that they've got. I think there's going to be one part of the federal space that is going to have that challenge. I think other, as priorities shift, right, we'll have other parts of the federal space and acquisition community that's going to have the opposite problem, right? They're really going to have to be improving how they're doing acquisition. At the same time, more resources may be coming at them, right, given increased mission demands. And I think that's a completely different set, right, of challenges. After working at DHS during its stand-up, I remember what those days were like, and it is challenging. And you want to do thoughtful acquisition and good procurement and be efficient and effective in doing it. But when it needs to get done and get done right now, sometimes balancing those two priorities, you know, for, you know, part of the government that's going to have this new mission pressure, I think is going to be a real challenge. So it's almost kind of a tale of two cities, right? Or in terms of the kinds of challenges that different parts of the government are going to be facing.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us today. But, you know, before you go, I want to ask you for some advice. What advice would you give someone who's thinking about a career in public service?
I would say do it. I am, to this day, and I love public service. It's my passion. I think you've got an opportunity to make your country actually a better place. And that may sound trite, but I actually believe it. Every day I come to work, and even if I make it just a little bit better that day, it means something to my community, and that's important and valuable and rewarding. So if someone wanted to come into government, and I'm out there recruiting them all the time, so they're welcome to give me a call if they're interested in working for my organization. please join public service.
That's wonderful. Well, again, thank you for coming in. But more importantly, Kunal and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Well, thank you. I sincerely appreciate the opportunity to talk about the work that we're doing at GSA and in our government-wide professional services category.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with Tiffany Hixon, Regional Commissioner for the Northwest and Arctic within the Federal Acquisition Service of GSA. My co-host from IBM has been Kunal Suryavanshi. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan. Thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.